We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, eco-conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaré, channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tapiraquai, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on Sietsat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swater, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dar An U Province, Channel 8 on Dar An Broadcasting System. In Ulha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Lo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Singapore provides training to 200 individuals from Lesotho. In environmental news, the United Kingdom plans to pilot zero-carbon schools. In veg news, faux meat alternatives gain increasing popularity among Indian diners. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 13, commemorates the birth of Christian mystic Miss Marthe Robon, born in Châteauneuf-de-Galore, in southeastern France in 1902. Despite undergoing serious illnesses throughout her life, Miss Robon had a good sense of humour and immense faith. Because of her condition, she was unable to eat or drink. It is said that she survived for over 50 years on just the sacred host of the Holy Eucharist, which she received once a week. Her saintly strength attracted thousands of visitors who would come to her seeking prayers and advice. Miss Robon helped to found Foyers de Charité, which are Roman Catholic communities dedicated to providing silent retreats for spiritual renewal. There are now 75 in almost 40 countries around the world. May Miss Marthe Robon's life of devotion remind us of our inherent divinity.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mexico. The damage left by heavy rains that began over a month and a half ago are still very evident in the country's central Mexico and Michoacán states. As multiple rivers burst their banks, the forceful currents dangerously disfigured the land.
Era una mini abiertita, y ya después, como a las dos horas, ya se hizo eso luego.
The government evacuated thousands of residents from their damaged and destroyed homes. In one area, some 30 loved ones were lost overnight.
Perdí pues a mis dos padres y a mis tres sobrinos. Pues ahora sí para seguir pues, adelante lo que viene, porque es muy doloroso pues perder pues, ahora sí pérdidas humanas que sí de verdad que sí duelen mucho.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had made a $15,000 donation and asked our nearest association's relief team to render aid. This amount could purchase $53,000 in urgently needed supplies in the United States based on Mexico's cost of living.
After traveling to Chalco, Mexico State, where they provided food, blankets, and medical care for 1 week, the relief team went to the hard-hit remote areas of Angangio in the neighboring state of Michoacán.
Aquí en este lugar vivía una familia. Vemos cómo el agua destruyó las paredes de la casa, se llevó pues todas las pertenencias, aunque quedaron aquí algunas. Vemos los juguetes de los niños, su ropa que probablemente la están dejando ya a que se le quite la humedad.
A local official informed our association's relief team that among the many residents who lost their homes, 380 families were still in need of food. The team thus delivered necessities for all of them, including canned vegan food, oil, beans, rice, corn flour, pasta, and cleaning supplies.
Maestra, que Dios la bendiga. Muchas gracias.
Gracias, maestra.
Yo quiero darle las gracias a la maestra que nos da su mano hoy que más lo necesitamos, que hay quien se acuerde de nosotros. Y también a ustedes les damos humildemente las gracias.
Transmitimos desde México, Angangueo, Michoacán, para Supreme Master Television.
Our appreciation all regional governments and relief personnel for your help to the flood victims. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her far-reaching love and aid, as well as our association's relief team for their efforts. May the lives of the gentle Mexican people soon be restored in comfort, as we pray that such distressing events are eased through our greater consideration for the environment.
Landslide damages homes in Indonesia. Recent torrential rains triggered a landslide that damaged 5 village homes in the Luitamar sub-district of Lebak District, located in Banten Province. A local official confirmed that although the landslide threatened 100 families who may need to evacuate to safer areas, there was no loss of life. In another sub-district, a lightning strike caused minor injury to one woman as residents were warned to seek shelter in safe locations. We are glad to know of the people's general safety at this time. Let us hasten to adopt more benevolent ways to minimize extreme conditions as these.
Tornadoes strike in Arkansas, USA. On the evening of Wednesday, March 10, 3 funnel clouds touched down in the Arkansas counties of Saline, White, and Cleburne. The powerful twisters cost one life and injured at least 3 people, as dozens of houses were leveled or damaged, and power went out in thousands of homes. Besides the tornadoes, roaring thunderstorms and hail the size of golf balls also swept through the area. Arkansas State Governor Mike Beebe visited the affected regions on Thursday, where he noted that repair and cleanup work was already underway. In central Saline County, some individuals reported changing their work schedule and taking vacation days to help others in their communities. We are thankful for Governor Beebe's concern and the quick response of both the emergency crews and neighborly volunteers in the storm-damaged region. Our sympathies for the loss of life as we wish a smooth resuming of regularity for the affected Arkansas people, and that such adverse circumstances are lessened through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Chilean president takes oath of office. The country's new president, Sebastián Piñera, was inaugurated on Thursday, March 11th in Valparaíso City, west of the Santiago capital. As he was being sworn into office, the country was rocked by several aftershocks, one of 7.2 magnitude that was the most powerful since the devastating February 27th quake. The head of state immediately went to visit the affected region and assured residents of the government's support.
Affirming reconstruction as a top priority, the new president said, "These are times when we have to act with a sense of national unity. We send our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency President Sebastián Piñera, on your new role. May heaven bless your leadership with a smooth renewal of health, stability, and prosperity for all the Chilean people."
U.S. journalist chooses the vegan lifestyle. Mr. Grant Butler, an arts and food writer for the widely distributed Pacific Northwest newspaper, The Oregonian, decided to try the plant-based diet for the month of February and chronicled his impressions in his Going Vegan series. Reporting after the month ended, Mr. Butler has affirmed the continuation of his vegan commitment. Explaining his decision in the article, "Staying Vegan, After a Month of Plant-Based Eating, The Adventure Continues," he wrote,
"It hasn't been a trouble at all. I've been exploring a whole new range of grains and legumes, which has made cooking exciting and varied. Dining out hasn't been a problem either, and I've barely made a dent in the long list of places I'm eager to try out. I've experienced plenty of physical benefits. I've dropped an astonishing 12 pounds in 28 days without having to count calories or feel hungry all the time. At night, I'm sleeping better. As a result, I have tons of energy and have been able to decrease my dependence on coffee and Diet Coke to get through the afternoon. The best thing about my vegan exploration, though, has been the dialogue that's developed directly and through the miracle of the internet with vegans around the globe. It's great to know there are so many people out there who are concerned about animal welfare and the environment."
Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Grant Butler, for sharing your experience of the transition to a lifestyle of healthy and compassionate eating. May more and more people enjoy its multifold benefits as they join in making the easy switch to life-saving, wholesome vegan fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Ristin virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Aid workers freed in Haiti. Two women working for the France-based charity Doctors Without Borders, detained since last week in Port-au-Prince, were released on March 10th. Doctors Without Borders spokesperson Michelle Permont confirmed that they are in good health. We welcome the peaceful freedom of the two aid workers and wish them loving reunions with family and friends. May heaven watch over all those fulfilling noble humanitarian duties in Haiti and throughout the world.
Save our planet. Climate change taking a toll in Olac or Vietnam. With no rainfall since September 2009 in the northern part of the country, forest fires have ignited in the provinces of Lao Cai and Lai Châu. Moreover, the Red River is at its lowest in more than 100 years, with passage by boat currently impossible, while regional rice farmers are in need of water for newly planted seedlings. Alarmingly, the southern Mekong Delta is also experiencing water shortages.
Worsening global warming effects have not only reduced Mekong River water levels to record lows, ocean salt water has encroached an unprecedented 60 kilometers inland this year, threatening 100,000 hectares of rice. Central Olac has also been affected, enduring high temperatures that have caused hundreds of people to seek medical treatment at local hospitals for conditions of heat stroke, severe dehydration, and other respiratory illnesses.
We are saddened to know of the suffering caused by the increasingly dire state of our planet. Let us act now to bring relief through sustainable choices that help restore harmony to our Earth's cycles.
As on previous occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke during an August 2009 conference in Thailand about global warming's critical tolls and the need to curb them.
In Olac or Vietnam, you probably know of global warming-related problems such as the untimely flooding and encroachment of the sea of the Mekong Delta region, both of which have caused havoc and further threat to the region's vital rice and fruit crops. This is due to the combination of sea levels rising along with the effect of melting glaciers, which are now causing excessive floods but eventually will cause drought and vastly diminished water supplies as well. So we must work quickly to avoid such unwanted outcomes. And the most effective way is the organic vegan diet, organic vegetable farming. This is also the fastest way to reverse the increased warming climate to prevent further damage and disaster. If everyone does this, be veg, the earth will begin to cool and we will have more time to implement the measures to eliminate other carbon emissions. So please be veg and tell everyone else of these benefits.
Save Our Planet, Lebanese media panel calls for expanded coverage of the environment. Held in Beirut, the discussion was hosted by national publication media representatives, including Raghida Haddad, a 2008 International Journalism Competition winner and editor-in-chief of the leading Middle Eastern Environment and Development magazine. During the meeting, Lebanon's ministry media advisor, Pascal Saad Chouiri, assured the support of the current administration for environmental matters, while journalist Suzanne Baklini of Lebanon's L'Orient Le Jour newspaper urged for a more active voice from the media, saying that the situation is urgent with Arab regions being impacted the most by climate change. Our appreciation, Lebanese media members, for your commitment to journalistic development in recognition of our environment's fragile state. May more of such vital information be shared by all news reporters to hasten awareness about the importance of acting now to save our planetary home.
Save Our Planet. Lack of rain across the country of Niger has created a shortage of crops with the worst per capita cereal production in 20 years, causing towns to be abandoned as families leave in search of food and water.
Save Our Planet. To help alleviate the effects of prolonged drought, officials of Sarawak State in Malaysia adopt measures such as emergency deployment of water aid, voluntary water rationing, and electricity conservation.
Save Our Planet. With encouragement from other veg advocacy initiatives, East Village Community School in New York, USA adopts a Vegetarian Monday meal plan and urges participation from other schools to benefit children's health and the environment.
Save Our Planet. South Korea's Advanced Institute of Science and Technology demonstrates the effectiveness of electrically powering transportation by pairing up vehicle magnetic sensors with recharging strips embedded in the road.
Daisy the Alpaca. I enjoy my nutritious plant-based diet. Today, I would like to share an exercise tip. To strengthen your legs and get a cardiovascular workout, using the stairs when you can is a good option. Whether you're at work, shopping, or out traveling, climbing steps can help build the quadriceps, hamstrings, and calf muscles. You'll feel good keeping your body in shape. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, Singapore provides training to citizens of Lesotho. Over 200 officials from the Southern African Mountain Kingdom nation have been trained under the Singapore Cooperation Program in fields including tourism, civil aviation, the environment, healthcare, and governance. Singaporean President, His Excellency Mr. S.R. Nathan, reaffirmed the nation's commitment to Lesotho, stating that he envisions more individuals taking part in the program in the future. Our heartfelt gratitude, Singapore, and heaven bless your generosity to our brothers and sisters in Lesotho. May both nations be graced with peace and plentitude, evermore on a sustainable planet.
In environmental news, the United Kingdom is to pilot zero carbon schools. The Right Honourable Ed Balls, Member of Parliament, Secretary of State for Children, Schools and Families, has described plans to construct four completely carbon-free educational facilities by 2016. In addition, funding will be made available to schools across the nation to install free smart meters, which show energy use in real time. Our sincere appreciation, the Right Honourable Ed Balls and the United Kingdom, for your eco-friendly measures. May green steps such as these, combined with a low-emissions organic vegan diet, lead us to a glorious era of our Earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, an increasing number of Indian citizens are choosing plant-based meat alternatives at restaurants and markets. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned for more hopeful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a connected world. In veg news, plant-based meat options are gaining in popularity with Indian diners. Veg delicacies are becoming increasingly common in restaurants and supermarkets across the nation. These delicious soya-based mock meat products provide a protein-rich, compassionate, and healthy alternative to animal products. In addition, some companies are planning to set up their own veggie meat factories to serve the growing market. Bravo India, on your wise choice of nutritious, cruelty-free foods. May humanity soon adopt the caring and earth-protecting vegan diet for a long-lasting and brilliant planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Mandarin entitled Email Message.
Wang 先生是一位北京的生意人，他到重庆出差，他到了以后马上寄一封电子邮件回家给他太太，可惜他打错字，结果他的信寄给了牧师的太太佳佳。牧师才刚过世，牧师太太一看到邮件马上就昏倒了。后来他醒过来的时候，紧张地指着那封信，信上面写着：我已平安抵达，我很想念你。
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Animal agriculture is responsible for 80% of global warming. I'll be spreading the vegan message online. Everyone please put a Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet lawn sign or banner in front of your house if you want. Have a joyful day. Scotty from Newport Beach, USA.
Earth-loving Scotty, thanks so much for your supportive note. Any information from Supreme Master Television can be downloaded free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. It's a wonderful suggestion to put a Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet lawn sign for those that are able and interested to do so. With divine light to you and the eco-conscious American people.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial melodies brace your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Permanent representative of Azerbaijan to the United Nations, Akshin Medyev, and his Marshall Islands counterpart, Philip Muller, sign a communique to officially establish their country's diplomatic relations.
With crime levels the lowest in a decade, Spain's Interior Minister, Alfredo Perez Rubalcaba, reports that his nation is ranked among the safest in Europe.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navanitham Pillay, meets with Saudi Human Rights Commission President, Dr. Bandar bin Mohammed Al-Aiban, and commends the country's human rights advancements.
Upon seeing that an inmate attempting to escape in freezing water was struggling to stay afloat, Police Sergeant Ken Jones and Deputy Ryan Pitt of Washington, USA, dove into the frigid lake themselves to save the man's life.
German robot team members Rajesh, Penny, Sheldon and Leonard, who helped win Austria's 2009 Robot Football World Cup, demonstrate their skills in a game at the renowned technology fair CeBIT in Hanover, Germany.
Following Uganda's recent landslide disaster, President Yoweri Museveni promises support to the orphaned in ensuring that they receive an education.
The Medical College of Wisconsin, USA, announces that it no longer engages in the cruel use of pigs for certain medical student training and is switching instead to computer simulations.
During a meeting with Armenia's President Serge Sargsyan, French President Nicolas Sarkozy affirms his country's commitment to improving relations in all fields.
After more than 50 people perished in a recent earthquake, Turkish leaders pledged to rebuild the region with quake-proof homes.
In Ottawa, Canada, some 2,000 people, including Canadian and Chinese officials, participate in a concert celebrating the 40th anniversary of diplomatic relations with China.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.